So the question is, how does one create, build, and protect and multiply your wealth in a global interconnected economy where change is happening rapidly and constantly, and financial markets are rigged to benefit financial institutions and enrich corporate insiders? I've made it my mission to uncover how you can create, protect, and multiply your wealth in any economy, and have interviewed the top investors and wealth experts for over 3 years. I share what I've learned from them and continue to learn on my journey. I'm MC Lobsher, and this is Cashflow Investing Secrets.
What's up, everybody? MC Lobsher here. Thank you so much for joining us in another episode of the Cashflow Investing Secrets podcast. This is the show where cash is not king. Cash flow is king. Thank you so much for spending your most valuable resource, your time with me on another episode. The currency in our community is share, share, share. If you find what we do valuable here, please share, please like, subscribe, rate, and review if it's on a podcast platform. Share, share, share on social media. We're trying to reach as many people as we can to help, to empower them to become self-reliant through education. Very interesting time that we're living in, my friends. The greatest opportunities in human history are available for us. Since we are amidst the collapse and the greatest wealth transfer in human history, we want you and everyone that you know to be on the right side of this, because there's going to be opportunities like there's never going to. We wouldn't even have been able to imagine the opportunities that will be available to all of us. So please share help us spread the word. That's what we're trying to do. We don't monetize our content anymore. We're just trying to reach as many people that we possibly can. In today's episode, I'm going to cover another more very, very, very particular area of interest and a fun interest of life insurance. Who would have thought life insurance is boring? You're thinking of death insurance. That's why, right? Now, I shared a strategy where I talked a little bit about how you can structure and set up essentially a tax-free income stream for the rest of your life, utilizing the infinite banking concept strategy that which my one company, Producers Wealth, helps people implement and execute. And I shared that, and then I had another conversation with a client where we talked a lot about protecting overall, not just the living benefits of life insurance, but essentially the life insurance which most people think about when they think about life insurance. I've got to die to benefit from this, right? So essentially, yes, we want to have a conversation about that, because this is very important for business owners and entrepreneurs, which is who we serve. And they don't talk about this a lot. Entrepreneurs are like superheroes and investors, in my opinion. They are superheroes. I love them. These are my peeps, my tribe, because they create product and services which helps people to go from their current situation to a desired situation. And usually that transformation includes solving problems and challenges for the people that they serve. So they are superheroes, and that's why I try to serve them. The one problem and challenge that they usually have, business owners and investors, is they think that they're bulletproof, and they don't think about this topic that I'm going to share right now, human life value. Because they're like, well, I just build my business. I don't really need insurance because I'm a superhero. I'm going to make millions of dollars and sell my business and live off that for the rest of the life. And if I die, well, somebody will just buy my business and pay my spouse out and my kid, they'll have money. It doesn't really work that way. The same thing with real estate. You can have a multi-million dollar real estate portfolio and then pass away without any proper contingency and estate planning. The spouse that you have, or partner, or children, which doesn't have the skill set that you have, are basically really not in a good situation. So you want to put your affairs in order that if something should happen to the superhero, which you are, if you're watching this and listening and you're a business owner or investor, if something happens to you, like kryptonite strike with Superman, if something happens to you, then your affairs are in order, there's contingency plans, and the people left behind are not in a worse situation. So we talk about the concept of human life value. So human life value You know, everything has a value. It's kind of morbid to talk about this, but essentially all assets have a value, which you are an asset producing and creating value to the marketplace. You bring in a certain amount of revenue for your company or income per year. So you bring home, you know, $1 million a year, basically, and you're 40 years old, and you're going to produce maybe even more, but let's just say conservatively work for another 15 to 20 years, there's $50 to $20 million of human life value that actually needs protection. If you're younger, let's just say you even start and you're 30 years old, let's just say, and you're making $100,000 per year, great income, maybe you have a spouse, a partner, two children, young children, and let's just say you're going to work at least for another 30 to 40 years, maybe another 40 years, let's just say it takes you to 70, that's 40 times 100,000. You know, you've got a significant amount of value to protect there, $4 million. And that's all from strictly an insurance side that people will actually look at you and that's what you have to protect. Because take that 30-year-old, right? If something happens to that specific person, then, you know, there's a spouse, there's children, or a spouse or a partner, children. There's a house that needs to be paid off. The children were going to go to schools. What schools were they going to go to? Were they going to go to private schools? Were they going to, there's university. You know, it's stuff that you want to be able to provide for them. So even as an entrepreneur and a business owner, there's human life value to protect. So you want to be able to have certain protections in place that if something happens to you, there is liquidity, number one, for the family, so they don't have to sell the business at a fire sale price now. Maybe there's a contingency plan of a partner buying out. Maybe there's a buy-sell agreement already in place where the partners can own insurance policies on each other. So if something happens to the one partner, the other partner has a liquidity event to now buy out the family at a predetermined price. So it's not that you're now in a situation where, oh, the value of the business has completely been depleted because there's no contingency planning. You got to now sell it at a fire sale price. The family's now not getting the money that they thought that they were going to get. And they're in trouble actually financially because of all this money that was now lost because of the death of the person in that family. So on the business side, you got to have contingency plans. You got to have buy-sell agreements. You got to have certain protections in place. The same thing with real estate investors. Real estate investors, exact same situation can happen where if there was no contingency plans, no comprehensive proper estate planning was done, then let's just say the real estate operator builds a portfolio of 50 properties, right? Has a spouse, partner, kids, they don't have the skill sets, that operator dies. Now what happens? The spouse and the children have to sell properties at a fire sale price just to pay estate taxes, which will be there if there's no proper comprehensive estate planning done. And there's no liquidity. So how do they survive now? Are they managing it? Is there a manager running the properties? Like, do they sell just all of it and just take the money at that stage? I think you're starting to get what I'm trying to drive at here, is that you got to think of all these many things, because as business owners and as entrepreneurs and investors, we are superheroes and we think we're bulletproof, but we're not. Things happen. Bad things happen to good people all the time, all the time. Emergencies happen. Accidents happen. You want to have your affairs in order through proper continuation strategies for your business and your investments, but you also want to have your affairs in order to have proper continuation strategies for your family through proper comprehensive estate planning. I'm not a lawyer. I don't play one on YouTube or wherever you're watching and enjoying this content. But you want to have that in order too, to make sure that you keep performing at your optimal performance, because everything else is already taken care of. You don't lie awake at night saying, oh, well, you know, business is crushing it, but what if something happens to me? Man, we just closed on our 50th property. This is fantastic, but what happens if something happens to me? You don't want to be in that situation. So that's one way to put that to rest: proper, good, comprehensive business planning and business continuation planning, and then also comprehensive estate planning. The insurance side, which we've helped folks with, is to find the vehicle to help with the strategy that you're trying to implement and execute on both. A example is, let's just say you set up as a business owner infinite banking policies to protect your human life value, but also to to warehouse your money, and they have a place to position capital to use to grow your business, and you have several of those policies, and let's just say the death benefit comes to $5 million, but your actual human life value is at 10, there's a gap of 5. So you can actually use a convertible term, which is a term insurance policy, which can be converted over to another infinite banking policy eventually. During the term of which it's set up without additional medical underwriting, you could do that. And what you've accomplished there is, number one, set up a policy where you can position and warehouse capital in efficiently with a death benefit, but also you've kind of, quote unquote, plugged the gap of that $5 million to essentially add another policy, which now protects your entire human life value, that if something should happen to you, that your family is taken care of, or your business partners or investors and so forth. But if it doesn't, you can eventually just convert that over at the right time with the right exit strategy to another infinite banking policy. Until next time, live infinitely.
If you are interested in learning more about cash flow investing, I have compiled the 21 best cash flow investing strategies I have come across studying millionaires and billionaires for 2 decades and interviewing over 500 successful investors and wealth experts. You can grab the 21 cash flow investing strategy secrets at 21cashflowinvestingsecrets.com. That's 21, the number, cashflowinvestingsecrets.com.